Qubit Galapagos. And maybe order for your kipper and cover down. Bada Kabur. Your life is Kabur. Dalacha is Reish Lamed Vav. Ain l'saper ben gula d'arvis le tefila. However, you're not to be ma'afir something, anything which is negia to the tefila. Even something which is not ma'akiv la'alacha, nahinu, alanisif, something you don't have to go back for, yalaviyavai, anything which is the tzarek of tefila, the chan tassim that you're not to be ma'afir. However, the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Samach Vav brings down this Magen Avraham la'alacha, that's all that's between gula l'tefila. Because gula l'tefila, marav is only reshut, mamela l'chiv, there's no chiv to be same with gula l'tefila, kikar adiyah. Mamela you're not to be masik, or more makel, when you get to ha'tzikim, between gula l'tefila and marav. However, ben aprakim, which is ben aprakim of kriyashma, kriyashma is a choyv l'kuli amal, and I, mamela ben aprakim, it's also to be masik, even to be masik, things which are negela l'tefila. And mamela also ben saper, what is mother? If you look there in Siman Samach Vav, Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Alacha there, he really harms them all the Alachas when he gets married. He says all the Negeas that are Bashachas, they're Lachar by Marit. And he lists also, he lists as a list of all the Ben Aprakim of Marit. This Ben Aprakim of Marit is between Marit Harofim and Abba Seilim, between Abba Seilim and Shema, between Shema and Shema, and Shema is Vayemer, between Vayemer and Emes and Muni and Asusi Masik, between Gal Yisrael and Ashkimin. What is Mutter? So he says, Be'em Tzaperek, what Mutter is only a main Yishmer Alba, Kedusha, Kadesh, 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 Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu, and Baruch Hashem Avarech Olam Hoy. And the main also of Dami Rav Ba'Alma in Kadesh. Amen Yishmei Rabba, and the Dami Rav Ba'Alma Himru Omen. That Amen also. Ben Aprakim, what's Mutter? So the Machlekes, he brings down the Machlekes, since the Achva, what's Mutter Ben Aprakim? Is a Amen of Shar, Brachas Mutter or not? You're holding between Marav Harav and Abba Seilam. They say Abba Seilam. Are you allowed to say a man or not? So Mishnah Berurah brings out some shittus, and he's makriya. Kivayger says that it is mutter on Shabbat brachas also. However, it's up there. If a person uses the bathroom, I'm saying even ben aprakim, he should not say asher yotzeh then. He should wait till later to say asher yotzeh. Which is what the minute came from, maybe to open a button to mention, remind yourself to say asher yotzeh. What if you come late? And you find that the tzibur is davening shmoneh esrei. So, Muhammad is passing. Must the tzibur should go to kishma right now? Feel like it's bali imam and afterwards it's supposed to say kishma. Says the shem is down. Afterwards, when you say the kishma uber pesel, you should wait till after the last barakul and say kishma uber pesel. The meila, if you have, you should say a lady first. And then after you say barakul, go on after the barakul to first barakul. The meila also, if they you daven up the tzar, they say Baruch Hu before Aleinu. So it's better to say, I think Chaim Kanyev says, it's better to say the Baruch Hu of Kriya Shema next to the Baruch Hu than saying the Aleinu. Because it's all one hemshir. What's that? In the Chorof, you should be Masa. The Mechaber says, Chorof is the Baruch Hu. Mikra Adin? I don't know. We'll see in a second, hold on. Says Rabbi Yashiv, but you came just a little bit late, and you just missed Baruch Hu, so you have to wait for the next minute. But he says, no. That's why they're in the second bar. It's for the people. I think that's cool, but that was the thing in the second bar. I got that now with the engineer from the young weekend time. But that was a takana that you missed the bar from the way to last bar. So, Shabbat. What's that? What? No, that's not a key. What? We got it for this. If you're going to start, the halacha is tamaza, you're not going to start from an end, right? You're going to lose out on kedusha, on main of akel atadash, main of shemei atmila, or main of shemei rabba. Which means, if you didn't start with the tzibur, if you start with the tzibur, you know it takes you 20 minutes to daven, the halacha is going to start with them, and you're going to give it them. But if you didn't start with the tzibur, and they're only by Baruch Aleinu, you not the question. Pashas is the first bracha. Especially from the Mishnah Berurah, sounds like in Shacharit it sounds different. He actually tells people in the Mishnah Berurah that Imam should have to start. I even saw people clear, let's say you didn't say Hashem Shavuot, I tipped off with them and they started when he said that. But Pashas is the first bracha. As long as they're the first bracha, that's the different side of the team. But if not, they're already holding bar on you. Or they're in the middle of Shema. And if you say everything, you can hold the bar on them like 10 minutes of Shema. And then, if you're going to actually miss out on the Shema with N, you have to wait. Come to me, they're holding my shmeyaseh?
No, they're holding my...
They're holding my shmeyaseh, it's okay. But there's another minion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her, are you... Mm-hmm. Again, the question is how much does the person have to wait to be... That's what Rashi says. If you just inform them, you can win. However, let's say I think a common occurrence is people that matter, they learn night saving, they don't matter right after night saving. You're finishing up the sugya. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I'm better. But you still want to use the slowly. So what are you supposed to do? If you answer, Mishavur says it's very good to ben zafer. Not even ben zafer. Ben zafer. Even if it is ben zafer, it's not supposed to be after. Can you not answer Baruch Hu, and then go and be similar to the last Baruch Hu? What? The wait for me to win. What? If it's about the Shaktu, and you want to know if it's known as holding your... That's good, you have to do that. Okay. Well, Harry Pastor, Commissioner Bruce says that it's all the Hashem. The Baruch Hu is the brothers are Nimshah after the Baruch Hu. It's different than the Baruch Hu by Shaktu. Baruch Hu by Shaktu is the person that is the middle of Stubi the Zimu. It's only in the halukas and they baruch. If you like it after you eat the baruch, you like it in the halukas, it's a letter. I don't think it's a letter. Pashengi by it's all nimshach. The baruch is a nimshach afterwards that Gilu is considered ben saper. The Kama is considered ben saper. Before you raise it at the end, you recognize that the one that you must have the baruch to the baruch. So, Bukhari would have a din of ben saper, and you shouldn't wait. And you have a chiv, Bukhari, you have a chiv to eat the baruch. Bukhari, you should just. What? Ms. Baruch was to say that would be an Eitzah. I don't know if it's a what? You're going, you hear about that. You want to be mastered it to be same on the Baruch Hu then. That's in the Baruch Hu, then we're talking about at the beginning. That should be the Hemshah. That's in the Baruch Hu. Because you're not being mastered the Baruch Hu at the end of the day in the Baruch Hu. Pashto is the Torah, you should, what the Mashmoy is, they should, in the Hanami is the Baruch Hu, and can use the facilities, and they should have that. You could, 100%. Yeah. No, very many people, they just forget. That's all. They just don't forget, they just don't want to dash up there. First, wait long enough, and he has to use the bathroom again. Then he loses dashing up there. Okay, one halacha, the early, a few people in the early murder. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, when he brought down the Magen Avraham, the Taz, not so sure, look at the Magen Avraham, the Taz. But the Mishnah Berurah, she tells me, he says that the person comes late, and the Earl is holding by Mara, and they're about to start Mara, and you didn't daven minach yet. So what should you do? Daven minach while they're davening Birkut Krishma, and they get up to Mara, you daven Mara with them. And they Birkut Krishma with them. The Shaila is, the Mishnah Berurah passes, that only a Tiber is allowed to have do a Taitin Sastri. But a Yachid is not allowed to do a Taitin Sastri. So what's the header over here to daven minach? And that was Marav right away afterwards, unless you want to say, the only Echadim says if Blach HaMincha is not Mishmach in the middle. At that exact second, we're the Bath of that Marav, and they come there to start a regular Kishma before Blach HaMincha, and it's right. It's right to Zub. Shem Klawa Sahedrin. If you look at the Tazim of Avraham, they say a different part. They say you can't daven Minchal together. They're all talking about Sahedrin and Tazim. Is when it's Mamish at the same time. If you're davening Minchal together at the Shemin Esrei, together with the Oilu, with davening Marav, that's a Sahedrin and Tazim. It's a day or the night. They didn't have a problem that you're davening Minchal and Marav together. But according to Mishnah Berurah, that seems that you have a problem. If you yourself today daven Minchal after Plaga Minchal, you're not supposed to daven Marav right away. Then what's the Hefter occur to daven close to? So if the Swarm Ramayr didn't have a corruption. That is Reishlam Rehov. Reishlam Design is Ainsley and Seber, Khazar Seber, but Philip Darvis. They may have been operating after Harvest. The Mishnah Berurah is Mountain, Space and the Rajbo. That there's no time really to be Khazar Seber. The whole time that person says Seber is just the people that aren't Bekim. The people that aren't Bekim, the Manasha. The Chatilo, Seber Darvis, the Rishuf. So maybe the people that were Bekim, they daven. The people that weren't Bekim have no Chiyah to daven. There's a reason to be mistaken. I found that nowadays, anyhow, there's no reason for Chazar Seshav, because everybody's Bekim. And we're not going to be any Bekim, so why do we have the Chazar Seshav? There was a Sibra to be mistaken for the Bekim. There was a Mishakin to be mistaken. So maybe they're mistaken for them. So once they're mistaken for them, they continue. Nowadays, Mashenkin began to tomorrow. There's no reason to be mistaken in the Chazar Seshav, so maybe they don't have the Chazar Seshav. Now that they were Kevul Choyvo, what's the din? If a person forgets to daven Ma'ariv, the din is the Kim Tashmul of Shachar. Since Asher Shekavu Choyvo, so if you miss Ma'ariv, you forget to daven Ma'ariv, you have a Chiyav Tashmul to daven Shachar twice. How about a woman that does that thing? Does not have one to daven Ma'ariv? Does she have a Chiyav? So, if she was not wanted to sign, no, the Chirinah. I got that she was not with herself, but it's still copy that, she could reckon it to be a Rishon. In other words, it's not a woman don't let her have a female father. Mr. Brewer passes that woman should have and I think Shachar the Minchal. It doesn't have to be that matter. Woman's a couple of married, but it wasn't to such an extent that it's a mamash achir, like the achir that Kabua and the achir, that if a person misses it, it's going to be kind of a shmur. Shachar, it's a woman that Kabua doesn't have to be a shmur. Some people, women, they don't have to be a shmur. They have their own feelings. Yeah, let's say a woman davens mincha, that's like a child. She's really going to get the mincha. If a woman davens mincha, she doesn't daven mincha. She doesn't daven mincha. She forgot to daven mincha. So what does she do? You can only daven mar of the tashlumin when it's next to the tefillah, which is chiyuv. Memelo, you have to daven mar first and then daven shemayat 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 shemayat. She doesn't daven mar normally. She first has to daven mar to have the tefillah chiyuv, which is and then she could do the same tashlum. But she wouldn't be able to just do a tashlum with
something.
What do you mean? She missed Ma'ariv? No, one thing, you're only allowed to be tashlum, it's only about
the
next man is feeling. I gotta see the time of Calvin, she's not the second. First time is not the Calvin. If a woman doesn't want to charge, she doesn't want to charge, she's allowed to be down the Ma'ariv.
No, but she can't do it on Ma'ariv. She can't do it on the corner.
That is really Reish Lamed Zayin. No Tafna. Reish Lamed Chet. Likvoya Yitim Latur Balayla. Says, Torah is Dor Belim Alali. Yitim Shal Yitim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a whole slew of different chiyuvim that a person has. One of them it says, Kol Kol bayis, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Song Bayis. Kol bayis, she'in divrei karen yishmon v'alayla, ishay kwasay. Shenemar, I am great. The Shaila is, what do the guys do? Most of them go out tonight to learn in the Kmedesh. Is the Yechiv to be curating if they learn at their home? Shen Rishayna, maybe you have to. What? Be karon, what are you supposed to do? A person that learns after them, what should we do? So, you have the Esther Kampinyevsky, he says, if you become with Rishmael Shalmikon, the same way they bet them, Kriyish Mashal Miki, be able to become your Saint Shema's wife. You're going to become your Vigiza Begin Valaila, the morning and the night. So it's over here. At the din of Divri Turin, Yishma Mabayan, you can be become with Kriyish Mashal Miki. You don't have to be Kriyish Mashal Miki. What's that? No, but that's a very awesome compassion. You have the same feeling that you have the Divri Turin.
Is only
It doesn't say anywhere. Chazal said it's a special din at night. You have to have cold by the room with the material. And the same way Shabbat. You don't find that din when you get to the din. But well, there's a beginning to have a place, a muffin for more in the house to learn. Nishmon happens to be, yeah, in the Chanami, there's an Indian that should be Nishmon, that should be said aloud. Ben Yehuda has a Shkotatari, why? He says that even if your wife is sleeping, it doesn't make a difference. It's Mashmiya, the fact that the person that davens, learns in the house, the Divrei Torah which are Nishmon Balayla affects the person even though they're sleeping. It affects the whole house. It says, he arrived in the Mishnah in Kirgal, by that Yeshua, Ashri Yelatzai, what was Ashri Yelatzai, what was the Maisa? If he used to bring him in, his parents used to bring him into the Beis Medrash when he's a little baby in a crib. But he would hear the third. He was sleeping half the time. He was a little baby. He didn't understand anything. The Aviraz is full of the third, making different matter. It has to be Nishmon Balayla. The Berger has to be very strong about having to play. He holds that if you could, you should have been in your house. He always learns in the house. You ever come? More to his learning. It could be that he's just trying to get some learning done. If he learns anywhere else, and he's going to be in trouble. When you come to him, once he's learning about it in the house, I know what's my struggle about it. I learned about it. Yeah, you can have it in your house. And he comes to Beis Medrash. Oh, my struggle is there. Like, he pays his bills there. He doesn't love it. No, Beis Medrash is not there. He's not welcome. I'm like, welcome, go out in the house. It should be... Also, it sets a certain tone in the house. The certain master in the house. What's the chiv? What is the person allowed to learn out of that? So the sharatim, famous sharatim. Close to the very heat of sheini kri mikra balayla. Since venira the filo achmir must be isturo, I should give you to take the lamid mikra bayim. Does the Indian not to learn mikra balayla? Why? The makor of the medrash that a kadosh baruch hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu, teresh balpeh, teresh b'tzav b'ayday, teresh balpeh. The male of mikra is during the day, and teresh balpeh. Not to learn the Torah. However, there's no Iftar, says Mishnah Berurah. Okay, if you look at the Prima Gavim, the Prima Gavim says the person in the Chiyah is the same as the Gemara Inclusion says, Chai Bad Mishalish, Mishalish Limudang. He's supposed to learn Shlish Mikra, Shlish Mishnah, Shlish Gemara, to Mekayim everything. So, what? That says it's Gemara Talmud Bavli. So, but that's in the Chiyah, is to learn everything. Says you have the same Chiyah, and that's in the Mr. Bruce Sharatin is in Ramadan. But Prima Gala Mas on the other side. He doesn't forget, you have a chiv. You have a chiv to be Mishal Shemuzi. And I can have a Tal Babi, you can kind of the whole thing. But you have a chiv to be Mishal Shemuzi, you can learn the what's considered a Mikra? So, Mechlal, they say, the Eish Lavram says, the Zahka, the Derech Limud. If you're learning it, you're learning the Mikra itself. You're learning the creation of the Kimash, right, at the Earth, and you're learning the Mikra. If you're learning it, they say, maybe if you're saying it with Purushim, Lachar is Pashas, there's no different than Gemara. If you're learning with Pirushashas, then it's already Teresh Vapeh. It's the Psukim with Mepharshim. The same with the Chas, the Psukim with Mepharshim. Nikarum. They say also that Eish Lavrom says the same thing, the Bochesh, not Eish Lavrom, he says the same thing, but he gets the same film. You like to say film? It's only Derech Mikra, when you Derech Rima, that's when it's up. What? Valkyrie, they want to say the time also, you like to spread the Pasha. It's not, there it's not Nimi. There you're just learning it's also, it's like learning something. That's it from Purush Gemara. It's not about Holy Shabbat, because then eventually she has this problem. The Purush. That's the same image. That's the Hill. That's the Hill in the morning. The only thing really bad in which is also is Limud Mikru. And it does not, it's not an Esther, as a Mishnah. There are people that hold it. It is the Arizal, Mamash Machmer, even part of Sukkim, have to say, whatever. But, what? Targum also, that's also the same as the Shamik of the Targum. That's the Sharatin in Mesh Pehe, by Shamik of the Targum. What's that? They don't bring it over there, they don't bring it down over there. Over here is the way they bring it down. Yeah, I think they're Sharatin. With Rashi's Muslim. With Rashi's Muslim. What? It's like Maharsh. Maharsh, you're learning it out. Maybe that wouldn't be and as the Sharatim says, there's no Iftar. If a person is, let's say, the next halacha, it says that if a person has a chiv during the day, if a person has a kaviyas to learn a certain amount every single day, he doesn't learn it in the morning, he has a chiv to learn at night. If I guarantee, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's kibbutz and shohanar, if that's already as a nether, the chiv, you know how to wait till the next day. So let's say a person has a chiv to learn mikra, he learns not every single day. And he didn't do it in the morning. Does he think he's doing it at night?
Yeah.
So partially done. Partially done. They bring down from Stifler that if he his chayki tov, daily he didn't do it in the morning, he would do it at night. Whereas if you have a chiyuv, kol gamat, a chiyuv, zikr, yeah, you should do it at night. If a person is mivatal, it's zikr better, alive. You can learn the mikra at night instead of being mivatal, alive. If you wanna learn, if you're gonna either shoot pool or you're gonna go learn mikra, better to learn mikra than to be mivatal. Not a question. Ain't ezra, as he says. If you want your ezra, it's real good. That means if this is better for you, if you have two options in front of you, it doesn't really make a difference. The chora, I would say, five is also, if you have more mikra, ain't on the limit. In other language, I'm also going to help if you have more Gishmak than the mikro. And now, Pasha Gishmak. That next halacha, that if somebody has a chiyuv, what's the din if he has a person that starts learning that thing? They start learning the tefas, Baba Basa, he learns Baba Basa, his mom goes, whatever it was, he wants to help. Is that a din of a nether that if he doesn't do anything, he's able to get a nether? So, Pasha, her, why shouldn't it? Any kind of halacha that he starts? Shlomo Zalman wanted to be she said, the first time when he started learning Daf Yomi, he never was meant to be makabel on himself like an enemy. No, it's not even a whole thing that he's trying to do. Something he wanted to say, he wanted to learn. So he wanted to tell me that probably this, the Ataras Adar when Erev Hashem is going to help. What is the Ataras Adar when Erev Hashem is going to help before it's not for this? The Ataras Adar when Erev Hashem is that when I do something, and I don't, he didn't recall even, if a person would have had in mind that they have it, to do it as an hunger favor to makabal on himself. Maybe here he wasn't even makabal to makabal on himself. He started learning with him. And he says in Erev Rosh Hashanah that anything that I start doing that I don't want to be nether. What's the sign that in Islam it wouldn't be a problem with nether? And with her, I'll see that. He wouldn't have a chiyuv to do it after that night. My guy learns the yeshiva in the first day. He has 4 hours to do 4 hours of the night. Well, the Laila just means that Laila is Hela Kakariyin. When he gave it this, or when he gave it this before, Dr. Rick, he says, when he gave it to Lima Latero, Laila is Hela Kakariyin. The Kavakai wants to come, but what's John? He says simply because he wants to tell him that Tur is Machapra, the same way that Carbonus is Machapra. The meaning is the same way that Carbonus is saying that Laila is Hela Kakariyin, when he gave it to Lima Latero. But all he just means is that the Laila is Hela Kakariyin, that it's all considered one Hemshah. But if you miss part of your Lima that night, Machar, the night is also, you have a Chiv, the same way. You sleep 8 hours a night, then you know what's good. However, some people say that the way you're supposed to dash in the pasuk is like this. Yoshanti oz, when I sleep oz 8 hours, Yanuach leave. Then I can go as Yanuach as Nukal for 40 hours. Leave. Natural Lamed Yod is 40 hours. Or Hashem HaMim Gizan, Ma'am, it's Avram, I think, also says the same thing. And Mimela, that means 4 hours over every 24-hour period. So some people say 8 hours, some people 4 hours. When it's done with Pashas, look at the Rav Hashem, he says, a call of his Giloi, depends on his age, and it depends on his thing. And all a person has to just be careful. The famous Tav that we should just see, it's Kedai Hashi. Avoidus Hashem Bechwal. With the Gevotim, says the Tav, the Simcha Pei, and Evan Ezra. The Gevotim, Esinu, Shekas Avarama, Malafatim, Bechol Derechecha, Be'eu, Dahinu. מי שאוכל ושוסר ומעדי נפשי כדי שיהיה בורי וחוזק לבית את השם יצבור יש לזכר כמו איש המסענו ודבורם אילו אסמכו אותו שוב לכם השכים הרקום דהיינו שיש תמיד את הלכון ונעד את זה שינו מעיניהם או איסקי מטר ההגן תגור לפי 3 o'clock in the morning Meir Shalmi Yed Chomim, Shishin and Marmi. Some people go to sleep right after second sin. Shilam Zayah HaKadosh Mizuiz, the slave, loves the Pater. Ube'emes Yachalumoy, Bisho'achach, Mashazem Estar, Reish Mishnei Shoy. The guy that slept well for only 1 hour, but the other guy that stayed up late learned for 2 hours. Ube'val Yishnei Yish Mahim Tchad Bisho'ach. Both of them are the same Tchad. Al Kain Oma, that's what the Pater says. Shor Lachem, Dainu Bechinam Lachem, Shatem Estar, Mashkim Ababaker. Let it serve, you don't have to. Why? Ma'afrei Shabbat Balaylo. Ma'amayit Yishin Asim. It's for no reason. The Rekinim. Ki kei Yishin Hashem li Yidei Sheinu. Dan Amishu Yashin Harbi Kidei Yishyech Lek Moit Yichazik Moit Yichazik Moit Abater Vezim Lek Azbrok Mokok Abater Moi Oishin Shem Amayit Bashin Abater Asmai Ki Akol Hoilet Atar Makshav. Everything is totally in the person. And if a person, I remember one Meribayim once said, we were in Lakewood, the biggest Masman was a guy that he still went on to the Dharma day. Never understood it. What did you tell me that? What did we do? The guy learned. He learned first and he learned it. He wouldn't come the night. The bar was. He was able to put in, instead of two stars, more than one chapter, put into 3.5 stars. He was able to, you know, obviously depends on the person. And the insight is that a person has to know himself and just be convey out what he himself knows that he has to do. If a person realizes that, yeah, I think the chapter says that most people, he has a letter about 8 hours. Most people, some is 7 hours. Some people need 8, some people need 6, some barefoot 7 hours. The person knows how much he needs, and that's what he should get. I mean, when he should get when the person realizes what he needs, that's what he should give out, that's how much he needs. Based on what? You need it? You need 10 hours?
You can use count like a couple of coffee
in an hour. Raise the test. Allah is. You're not supposed to be mafsik. Says Mr. Bury, you're not even supposed to be mafsik after creation. Even without saying a mafsik. Unless it's a serve. And after a mafsik, even if it's a serve. Somebody else will come and you ask me what's the law of a guy says that a mafsik, he said a mafsik, and then he realized he didn't have a mafsik. He says, I asked the Chazanish when he gave it to Asher Yotar. And the Chazanish said, not to say Asher Yotar. He said, I didn't ask him when he gave it to mafsik. The word is, better to be on this nikuda of a mafsik is mafsik. If you look in the Al-Yarabah, the Rabbi says the Ma'ariv Mordech, the Ishla Avraham, the Chai Adam, and many, many Achrayim, they say this. Hamapul Amin Hogi Shal Eilam, Amin Birchus Amin Eitzel Sef Yivino, Vafilu Vayoshim Evar. Even if a guy didn't end up falling asleep, it's only when he goes to sleep. But even if he didn't fall falling asleep, you're glad to make the bracha. The same way you're glad to say Amin Eitzel Sef Yivino in the morning, even though you didn't wake up because you didn't go to sleep. You're glad to say Hamapul Chav Lashen El Enai, because even if you didn't go to sleep. Why? Because this is Amin Hogi Shal Eilam. The people you think, Hamapul Shal Eilam. The Hainu Pashas from Akwaki, this is Hamapil of Birchus Hananin, or is it a Birchus Hashvach? If it's a Birchus Hananin, then it's like any other Birchus Hananin, you're not allowed to be Mahapil between the two. If it's a Birchus, mainly not allowed to be Mahapil between the two. Mashenkin, if it's a Birchus Hashvach, it's a Birchus Hashvach, you're not allowed to be Mahapil between the two. What? That's telling you this? That's Pashas, that would end up coming up from the Hainu. Her. That's the way, Amunhavi is away. What does that mean, Amunhavi is away? Let's say I'm trying to eat. So I make a egg. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to eat. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to eat the apple. I make the egg. It's different than anybody. What does that mean? He says, what does that mean? What's the next one that we eat? The Birchus
Hashvach.
So Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim Kinevsky says it's about this. Reb Chaim Kinevsky says the same thing. As long as you sleep any amount, then you're good. If you then, and he wants at a time, but he gets tomorrow, he says, go with this Chazanish that says that you shouldn't say Asher Yotar, so he says, go to sleep for 2 minutes, and then wake up. And how you like to go to sleep if you're going to have an hour? What? So that's what he's saying. So what's the mindset? So the Rebbe Berkowitz told me, he says, and this is Rishon Zalman says the same thing, and this is Pashas Shalachai, all this is going also, is Lechatchila, you're not supposed to be Maslis. The Hainu, you're supposed to try to do everything that you have to do before you say a Maslis. Let's say, he says a Maslis, and he has to use the bathroom. He has to actually offer. And remember, he didn't bench, he didn't dab Mara. He didn't, they started lightning and thundering. For all these, it's considered a Shabbat Chak, and it's a, you're allowed to be Maslis. In other words, Lechatchila, we try not to be Maslis. For Mokma Sarif, he's saying, on all the other Shitas, many Afrenim, Hagam's mission brewer does not go this way. Many, many Afrenim that say that it's not It's not considered a habit. It's not considered a habit. That's the Sabir Mishmah. Mamela, the guy doesn't fall asleep. What should you do? That's what Deshaun Brahman said. It's the same thing. If he doesn't fall asleep, it doesn't make a difference. That's the Shatul Kha. You did it on the Ram Mishmah. Why not? Don't talk to him. Don't talk. So, a lot of people that. The Berkeley says many of the light ask him, what are they supposed to do? They say I'm apil, and then the wife wants to talk to him. Not, you're not the only one! Even if you say Shem is Malchus, and you can ask him at the end of the day, but why do you have many achrenes to be saved upon that if you wanted to say, Rukhut told me he says Maduik in the Rambam also, Rambam just says, not that it's a chiv, not to be Malchus to call. It's the same thing. The same way it says when you put on your shirt in the morning, you're supposed to say Malchus Sharum, when you step on the ground, you're supposed to say Mech Mitzal Egor. The same way when you get into bed, you say, I'm out of the Shem. Maduik in the Shem. Maybe Shabbat Rakhut, you're allowed to be saved upon it. How can you do it without Shem Malchus? You ever have to draw a lot of the guy's scared he's going to fall in the middle. Different things. Any time that you're not sure that you're a Tzadik Brachas, any time there's a Tzadik Brachas, really, we say that. God will show in my mind that you're allowed to be very careful of Hashem. That's what he's saying. In economic, you're trying to do the kind of God. What is it when you think of Hashem Mabak? It's not nothing. It's that just because I have to be Mabak, I still have a key of mine. I wasn't Mabak.
You're not
supposed
to be Mabak. What?
She's the one that's in charge. She doesn't have my enemy. Nothing at all? No, they're not happy. Want to be Mekamit. You're Mekamit. I keep it. You could, but it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes you fall asleep. Just any person that knows that he has the ability to say, I'm not going right before he goes to sleep, that's what he should do. The question, we're talking about a case where it's not always like that. And you go to sleep and you're about to fall asleep and you want to go to stop and you want to talk, and you're walking in the middle of talking to you. But it's, you're supposed to say, not only is that a person supposed to say, I'm Rain Michael, you're supposed to be my conscious person, yeah, Rain Michael, the Holy Spirit, I saw about that, Christina Mashul says, that's a guy. A guy did something wrong to you, and you're not my son. You can't say. You came in a good name. Check it. When you get to steal Zaka, it's a matter of fact. Anybody to steal Zaka is a serious thing. And you definitely do not want to do that by steal Zaka to say chutz from somebody, because then it comes wrong to do the same thing. So you don't want to do that. When you say the same thing, I'm going to call everybody, you're going to call them. Steal Zaka, don't say it's supposed to be plenty. If you have a problem, test it. Not from, I know mine is that. Whatever. What to do? Everybody needs their own shadow. For what? Don't say it at all. What about somebody that... Mechila is not anything. And the other one that... one more halacha is... what's the story with when you get to sleeping by yourself at night? Bring down. Maril. Now when it says a person is supposed to sleep by himself in a house at night, it doesn't mean it's just a house, it means a chedim. Mr. Bruin, the Sharatin says, people are not makbid, the minig or the oilam is not to be makbid if the door is closed and there's other people in the house. In other words, even if you're alone in your room, there's other people in the house, it's not a problem. Mr. Sharatim brings down. Now, let's say there's no other people in the house. So if you look at the Ishwar Rom, he's got to reach as to what's the problem, what's not a problem. Pashtus will come down. There are those machmirim in all these things. If Pashtus comes down during the day, it's not a problem. If you have a light at night, it's not a problem. That's what Shom Zalman is. But from other people brought down, if that's what they would do, they would light at night. If they would
light
at night, it's like, Mom, Mishabu Samarim, that somebody that sleeps at night, of Zoti Lilin. It's a shame. Look at that. Forget this, what? So as long as other people in the house, you can do it closed. If there's a light, if there's a light coming into the room. A light coming into the room. So you can either light a light in the room, or if there's the van is coming into the room, if the moon is coming in through the glass, or if you leave the door open, it's kind of a little bit, that's the light coming in outside. What's that?
There's no one in the house.
There's no one in the house. No, if you want to have dark in the room, and you leave the light on from outside, then you can come in with the light coming from outside. In a sukkah, is that a problem? So, the Maitre Rav brings down, what? There's always light coming in. There's light coming in, light coming in. It's not Shemir Mitzvah, Yehid Avaron, Shemir Mitzvah, Shemir Mitzvah, Shemir Mitzvah, Shemir Mitzvah, Yehid Yichud, Shemir Mitzvah, Yehid Yichud, also Shemir Mitzvah, Yehid Avaron, no problem. And again, the woman, the Ishla Rav is Mitzadid, that there's no Indian Bechlal by a woman in this Kudu. However, this is Machlaikus, Malacha, I'm not sure how we really, get a chance to ask that question, how we're next going to get the woman. So, how's the Sheila talking? Naila wanted a little bit of a schmooze at the end of Kippur, but it's really, all kinds of really just boils down to Allah. So, the mission verse over here, what happened by the Rom, Chayav Adam, the Pasher Shemaitha. The person is a thief, the Pasher Shemaitha, coming in. It's not Mutzer, it's not anything, it's Allah. Good luck, Allah is the machine. So again, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah by Tzitzvah Yitzchuma, he says there's more of a thief than a Tzitzvah Yitzchuma, even a person is not a Pashas Shemaitha, I'm told you. By Tzitzvah Yitzchuma, a person is a thief, being a Pashas Shemaitha. Why is it so important? If you look at the one, from the Gemara, Tzitzvah Yitzchuma, Tzitzvah Yitzchuma, everybody stresses the importance of Pashas Shemaitha. The Shadow is why is it so important? So I heard from the Adam Gadol, a part that he said, I'm going to get to this. It says, Mazil Tisharim says like this. It says, there's a chiyuv for everybody to be mefashish. Raya nitzarev ba'odim shi medaktik b'sheikol d'rochav v'ayim v'yayimim. So say for a machnele, a person has to make a cheshbin every single day. Lo yiyem ishkal v'aray, al b'kviyaz gadol, ishin if mamash, it should be a mutakviyaz every single day. Nechachom is a man of rachman v'perish, tisarev ha'chashbin hazeh. Shkene chazal, al kin yirma, al moishan boyu cheshbin. Al kinyemu ha-maishu le mi-yitrum boyu le-chashu chesh-mayna shal-eilu and smithu k'negas karat k'negas 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 it says the Mephil Shem like this it says ki ye-eitza amitis ha-doit lo yuchlu lo leis oito lo yliris amito el oito shekwar yotru tarot k'negas k'negas the only person that can give such an eitza from chesh-man and nefesh is somebody that was already conquered his yitzhah haram he already was made the chesh-man and nefesh and he was overcome his yitzhah haram he could give the eitza the liris amito and to see that it's such a true thing. Perfection is out of the bottle. What do you mean, Liris Amita? I can't explain it to anybody. You don't understand that it's such an important thing to do a Cheshbon Nefesh? It's only somebody that was, Yotam Mikachat Yad Yitzchum, that's the person that got this. Lo Yuchlu Lot Yitzchum Lo Liris Amita. You can't understand it unless you did it. Then a Peladik Amar. He says, because if a person doesn't make a Cheshbon Nefesh, he thinks there's always another way. He thinks, yeah, there's another way. There's another way to become Adam HaGadol. There's another way to become Adam HaShoen. It says there's no other way. Unless you did it. And for a person to say this, that means that he really regretted it. And this person is Mamash Eved Hashem, and it's just after actually recently. A big Eved Hashem. And the Cheshbon Nefesh means that there's no other way. Alkin Yemir HaMoshim Boyer Cheshbon means there's no other way to be Moshim of Yisrael except for Cheshbon Nefesh. What is the Cheshbon Nefesh that somebody has to make? So Volvo, he says in the Mori Yerotzen, he says, the Medrash that says that the Ramah Achevarim can get the Ramah Mitzvah Asay can get Ramah Achevarim Shalom. And Shasa Mitzvah Slayt Asay can get the Shasa Yom of the year. And every day of the year, there's another Mitzvah Slayt Asay that falls out and says, don't be Yerotzen. What's the connection between the Mitzvah Slayt Asay and the Mitzvah and the day? We know the connection between the Ramah Achevarim and the Ramach Mitzvah Zay says that lots of love. Every Aver has a different mitzvah you're supposed to make time. Lots of love. A person has the Ivarim to get mitzvah to make time. How does it work between a get and a day? He says, The Pasuk says, Vayakav Avinu. Vayikruvu Yimei Yaakov Lomot. So, in fact, our time is Vayikruvu Yimei Yaakov. The days came closer to his mitzvah. What does that mean? He says that every day has a mitzvah. Every person is allotted a certain amount of days. And every day has a certain mitzvah that a person has to be mitzvahed. So, depending on the way that he spends the day, that's how he's mitzvahed the mitzvah. Mila is the digit every single solitary day. Says Rav Albo, sometimes the view is concerned that it's not the cheshbon nefesh, a person's sheif or shun is lav dafka to not as much as it. In other words, to finish off and finish quite as it is to be mamal of the day. In other words, what's our sheifa? Sheifa is that this day should be a day which is mamal. This day is a day which I use properly. We're trying to be mamal. The Torah wasn't given us, it's not that the days were given to us to learn Torah. The Torah was given to us to fill the days. So wait, each day has a certain thing, and we have to be mamal that day. But Esther, it's a refurish halacha in Reish Lamedah. It says that a person doesn't learn it during the day, he has to learn it at night. The shaila is, what's happened? It says that we're obviously equal this year. I mamash don't understand this. A person learns dafim every day. So I spend 15 minutes, 45 minutes learning dafim. So I didn't learn dafim today. Why did we move until the equal distance? Tomorrow I'll spend an hour and a half and I'll learn 2 dafim. I have a convenience to learn an hour. Tomorrow I'll learn 2 hours. Usually I only learn an hour. Tomorrow I'm going to... Why did we move until the equal distance? Push up shot. The word is the thing. The word is that every single day you have a key to be mu'al the day. It's not a din so much that the Torah was given to mu'al, the days were given to mu'al the Torah. And if I knew I have shot the fight, it's fine. That's enough. That's in the first Gemara. The Amir, the Tana finished the Shabbat. He says that he wants to learn Chachma Yavon. He said, so Lava Tana into Rek. He says, Vegeta Bayer Milan. Go find the thing which is not even not Milan. Then he can be Chachma Yavon. And then you already learned Shabbat Faiski. You already have everything. You know everything. No, there's a Chiv on the day. Vegeta Bayer Milan. Cheshvan is, a person's Cheshvan should be at the end of the day. Pashit Tana is from the day. And another important aspect of Cheshbon Nefesh is if a person does the Cheshbon Nefesh, he gets to start to be makir himself a little bit. Very many people simply don't know who they are. A person, a famous dog that they say from the Malayah Mosul, is that Oyit a person that doesn't know his concern is Oyit a person that doesn't know his mind. A person doesn't know who he is, doesn't know his mind, doesn't know his concern. Rav Albo always used to say this story in Shmuz. I heard it many times around the Bachar and I didn't really understand it. He said that from a Ruach, that every person has a certain midah which is shalim in 100%. He said the way that he understood it, the Ruach was Mazmur, and the way he understood it is because every person, every neshama is a chelek of the kamimah. And the Mela, chelek, wherever your chelek is, where you came from imal, it has to be perfect, 100% perfect. Because the king is a chelek of the kam. So it has to be perfect. Wherever your nekud is, in one nekud, that person is perfect. And with that nekud, with that means that he's perfect in, he can be masak in the rest of his midah. He says it could be that if you disregarded it and you didn't pay attention to it, so over the years it's just you can't tell any more than any other meaning. So what's the great tomorrow? So at the end of the day, what am I supposed to do? So after I got married, I had a chance to ask him my answer. I said, so what are you supposed to do at the end of the day? Now, I'm 25 years old and I just found out this is there now. He says, take a notebook and carry it with you. And every time a meter is in service, just jot down the meter that was in service. There's a few months to realize which is your Ikar Midah. Which is the Ikar Midah that you have to work on, which is your Ikar Midah that you have your Midah there. That's the thing. You get to know yourself a little bit. If you don't get to know yourself, then you're lost. And even more so is because there's a famous Yisrael from Avdessa, which is the basic Yisrael a person has to know before coming into your Kippur, beginning the Shuvah Hashem Kabbalah. That is Nekudat Avachir. Avdessa says, he says when two armies fight, two countries are fighting, they're really fighting over the whole shetach of the country. However, the battlefront where they're actually fighting is in one specific place. Now, if one country wins, then they move the point of the battle moves a little bit into the territory of the other country. And what the first country captured, that's not a fight anymore. And they're fighting on a different point. He says it's the exact same way with the Yitzhak around the Yitzhak. The Yitzhak, a person is supposed to be Adam Hashem. And a person is not supposed to do any of it. However, where the Yitzhahara gets a person is only in a specific spot. Where a person's Bechir is in a specific spot. And 95%, probably, he doesn't say this, but I think it's a Roy, it could be that a person can live his whole life without ever once exercising his Bechir. Most of the things that a person does, it's simply the way that he's habituated in his whole life. In other words, a person puts on salat in the morning. Why does he put on salat in the morning? That's what he did. When he's 7 years old, he put on prayer at home. He puts on salat. When he's 3 years old, he put on prayer at home. Shabbat. He's Shabbat. Lashon Hara. Could be that a person is nishma Lashon Hara, which is Kenegi Gimel Hamur. But the Yitzhar is never going to try to get him to turn on a light of Shabbat. What's that? Because that's the way the person was born. That's not an inquisitive Bechira. In other words, there is not the fight. The fight is not going to get to. And a lot of mitzvahs that a person does, that's pushes the way that he's brought up. A lot of mirrors that a person does, pushes the person doesn't even know that's familiar. If you tell a person that he wasn't mechavim, yud kei vav kei, ben kol, and every single time that he says it, he wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Sometimes. A person doesn't know. Then he has to be mechavim every time. Those things is not a person in the kutz of bechir. Things which he does know, and he doesn't get, but that's still in the kutz of bechir. For the Kutz HaBechir is one specific aspect, one specific point where the Yitzhar is trying to get him. And if he gets it, if he conditions himself and he overcomes the Yitzhar at a certain point, then he has conquered that spot and pushed into Yitzhar territory and is now fights at a different spot. And he gets power for everything that he did now. Every time that he gets it, he had a hard time getting up for Shabbat. So he now works on himself, now he's able to get up for Shabbat. So now that's star. Every time he gets up for Shabbat, he has a star behind him. Now the Yitzhar is going to try again. Okay, at least you get a Shachar, now don't have Kavan. So he comes and now he has Kavan. He says, oh, at least you have Kavan. Well, the mind says, don't have Kavan, you say Shem Hashem. Each time the Yitzhar tries to get you, there's one specific point where the Yitzhar is trying to get you. That is the Nekuda that a person has to start with to get the truth. It's not repulsive, it's all from a lot of people, whoever speaks of that also, very nicely. In the countries of Tshuva, this is for down of Zeppelin, but that's it. Where the person's Nekuda is, where the Yitzhar is trying to get him. In other words, a lot of people that have a problem with the Tshuva, they don't know where to start. A person told me, he said that there's certain people that hold that you can know everything that happens to you. Everything, every time that a person is concerned, you can know why it happens to you. But they don't know that. Most of them don't know that. Guess what? Where is this to start? My refrigerator breaks, so he doesn't know where should he start. Because they didn't have a chance to come on it, they didn't have a Muslim to come on it, so they lost their interpretation. The first place they have to start is to find a way to put the Bechir. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is not going to make you a refrigerator break because you didn't have a Kavanah to Rashash when you're saying, you know, Kishir. There's certain things you have to, it's push it when you, the, where Kaddish Baruch Hu needs to evaluate one is something which is, when he gets, you're going to put the Bechir. In other words, the person knows, he makes the Chesed Nefesh, he comes down, and he learns for 2 hours and 20 minutes out of the 4 hours of the first day. So that's where you're holding. So that's where you have to make yourself hold. And then you learn 2 hours and 20 minutes. But that's going to be yard by yard. So at least it will come out that you learn at least the 2 hours and 20 minutes. But that's where a person's Kabbalah should be. A Kabbalah has to be something realistic. It means that it is in your Nekudas of you. And once you do that, so then you can start on it on your way to the rest. But it's a double question that you can't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I never Mechavim B'Shachar. After you keep on Mechavim B'Shachar. I guarantee you by the time the sentence rolls around, you're not being Mechavim B'Shachar. It's not a gear. It's not a gear if you do Mekabal with it. The Kabbalah is, Kabbalah means something which you Mekabal yourself, then now you're considered Mukhruch. We're involved with that. Considered Mukhruch. I have to do this. That means that up until now, this was my Nekudas of a hero, and instead of me choosing to do one way or more than the other, I'm Mukhruch to do this, I have to do it one way. Now that Nekudas can only be at the point where you have a Mela, if a person wants to make a Kabbalah himself, the first thing that he must do is to get to know himself a little bit. The only way to do that is to sort of make some sort of chesed nefesh. To write down. Sit down. It's not such a comfortable thing. I've always said the story in the Bariyakov. He used to send the Bacham, to go take walks by himself. He felt it's very important to take walks by himself. You're around, especially back then, 50 years ago, there's no lights, there's no nothing. You're just in the forest and you just have to. There's no one out there. Get to know yourself. Get to know yourself a little bit. There's no one out there. You can cry, you can talk, you can do what you have to do. That's the point. Just one time he sent out a buffer, the buffer came back, he feels there's somebody out there, he can't. The Boba says, you know who the person was that he's nervous about? Himself. He's scared to find out himself. He's scared to find out. He's scared to live up to the truth. But if you never find out the truth, then every year you're going to be back in the same square one. You have to be little serious yourself. And you come out and you're a young man and you get faced with the mirror and you make a chesed that, oh yeah, I only learned an hour and a half out of first seder and only learned 2 hours and 15 minutes out of second seder. Okay, that's where you are. That's where you are. That's the chesed. And now your Kabbalah is 2 hours and 15 minutes, second seder. And with the Shabbat, it will be 2 hours and 20 minutes. And the next year will be 2 hours and 20 minutes. But you say, for now, I can learn second seder. This one might say that I broke with somebody this morning, he says, the Rosh Chodesh, the Shkiach Mechaber, because there was one that left, the mom was, he didn't learn nothing. He said, one day, he walked in, he's there a shachar, early, he started shaking, he learned all, the diamonds all shachar, first day, second day, the next day, the Rosh called him to office. He said, grow up. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You have to be realistic with yourself. And not only is that going to work, you're just going to get more depressed. Because when you press yourself too much, like Rav Dasa says, it's like a spring. When you push down too much, the spring springs back in your face. It's not that it just doesn't, you didn't gain. But you're in the fourth off. So you try it and you say, oh, that's it, I'm going to become better. And you work, learn all the three of the day, and it just doesn't work out. And then, that's it, you get depressed. Because, look, I tried, it didn't work out. So what are you doing? That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is finding the Nakuda's ever here. And that's where you come on. She always gave it to admire for the table. I should get her. Could I ill him? And then,